Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. My name is Jennifer Hensel, and today I'll be chatting with Tiffany Kane about microphones. So whether you're new to podcasting and you need to choose your first mic, or if you've been podcasting for a while and you're ready to upgrade your mic, this episode is for you.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
All right, welcome everyone. This is Jennifer Hensel of the Women in Podcasting Show, and I'm here today with Tiffany Kane, and we're going to be talking about mics. Tiffany, please introduce yourself.
Hello, so nice to see you. I am Tiffany Kane. I am a podcast host like you, and I have two podcasts, Love and Life After Divorce and Mastering the Podcaster Mindset. And I have a media production company. We specialize in helping people launch their podcast, whether it's a hobbyist podcaster or it's a corporation that wants a white label podcast. We do that kind of stuff. And we also have a podcasting network that we're launching in January, which we're excited about.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
What's that going to be all about?
It's going to be a network of female voices. Love our women in podcasting. Joining together for sponsorships and public relations in the podcasting community.
Oh, that's so amazing.
We're going to kind of really have a heavy public relations focus and getting our podcasters out. So it's exciting.
That's great. Thank you. And thank you for being a member of the Women in Podcasting VIP Club.
I love it. I love being a part of your membership. It's so active and there's so many amazing women in there and so many amazing voices. I'm passionate about elevating women's voices. We need more women in podcasting, and I love the work you're doing.
So yes. And we have that in common, and that's why I was so drawn to connect with you and us with each other. You engage so much and so well in the Women in Podcasting Facebook group. And when I heard you had expertise on this topic, I thought, yes, you're the person to chat with about this. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. So let's just dive right in.
Sure.
And chat about mics. I've had my own journey with mics that I'll chat about, but I wanted to tackle a couple issues right off the bat for anyone who's listening, who's new and who needs to choose a mic, or maybe they want to level up their mic. I want to chat first about the difference between a condenser versus dynamic. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So we could get totally technical with all of it, but I don't think we need to. The podcaster listening just needs to know. The big difference between a condenser and a dynamic is a condenser mic is very sensitive. It's terrific for when you need surround sound, like if you're a musician or something like that, or you're a voiceover artist and you're in a very sound treated room. Condenser mics are amazing. They get beautiful sound. If you're a home podcaster though, and your studio might be like mine by a window, by a busy street, then that condenser mic is a little too sensitive and it picks up a ton of room sounds. So the popular mic, the Blue Yeti, that's a condenser mic. And that ends up for home podcasters being a challenge because it will pick up the music of the neighbor downstairs. It'll pick up the motorcycle driving down the street. It'll pick up your child getting something out of the fridge. And that's very frustrating for our home podcasters that are maybe doing their own editing and they need better sound than that. So we like to recommend dynamic cardioid mics. Dynamic mics are a little bit less sensitive and they will focus more on the voice and tend to reject things that are not within its cardioid pattern. Would you like me to talk about cardioid pattern for a second?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So cardioid, when you think of like cardiology, it's a heart, like it's a heart-shaped pattern that goes around your mic. So if you think of the back of the mic, being kind of the heart shape, And then the point of the heart coming towards your mouth, depending on if you're a side address or front address mic, the cardioid shape will focus that sound pattern, the sound wave, the pickup is more towards your voice. And so you want the cardioid, and it will reject behind. So we always say, get a dynamic cardioid mic. And you know what? They're not very expensive. So
yes, and I think in my journey with mics, I started with an ATR 2100, I think, is that what it's called?
That's a good
Audio one. Technica.
Yeah.
And a lot of people start with that one. And there's nothing wrong with that mic. I had something wrong with the particular one I purchased. It didn't work after a little while. And that's just, I didn't go through the process of returning it and all that kind of stuff, but I should have, because now I know most of the mic companies are very, very good at support.
Yes.
So, and I'll talk about that in just a second, but I had the ATR 2100. It was a USB plug-in mic. I prefer USB mics. So we'll talk about that in a second, USB versus a coaxial. Am I saying that right?
Or people know them as maybe XLRs. Yep.
XLRs. Yes. And it's round and it's got the pins in it. Right. That's my most basic.
Yeah. That's good. That's all you need. You don't need much more than that. We don't have to geek out too much.
So I started with that, the ATR 2100. And then I went to the one you mentioned.
The Blue Yeti?
The Blue Yeti, yes. And I had two smaller ones. And I really did struggle at trying to get the sound right. And then, but then I purchased a larger Yeti, and it had the cardioid setting on it.
Dial, yep.
Yeah. So is that still dynamic? Does it switch it to a dynamic mic?
It stays. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It stays as a condenser mic because the condenser is the way the mic works inside. It's the way the magnet inside is powered. So a condenser mic is powered by something called phantom power, phantom energy. So it needs like an energy source, whereas a dynamic mic doesn't. And so what happens is the condenser mic is more sensitive because of that, because of the power source. So the Yeti stays as a condenser mic. It just has a several different patterns on the Yeti, which sometimes can confuse people because the Yeti can pick up multiple directions. So if you put the Yeti in the middle of the table and you have two or three people talking, they can all use the same mic, which we don't really recommend. You're not going to get great sound doing that, but it's a feature of it. Or you can put it on that cardioid and just have it point to you. Little tip about the Yeti, you probably have lots of listeners that use the Yeti. The Yeti is a very popular mic. They've done a terrific job of marketing it for home podcasters. No aspersions on Blue. I love Blue. I'm using a Blue right now, Blue Blueberry, which is probably one of the most beautiful mics in the history of the world. But the Blue Yeti we don't love it for home podcasters. That being said, one of the big reasons we don't love it is it's a little bit difficult to use because it's confusing for people with the shape of the dome. People think it's an end address mic, and so they point the end toward them, when it's really a side address mic, and that blue label should be facing your mouth and should be pretty close to in line with your mouth. And because it comes on a little stand, people tend to let it sit a little too far from their mouth, and they're using it as an end address. And then they end up having to crank up their gain, and then they're getting all kinds of room sounds. So, or they turn the mic around and they're talking to the dials instead of the blue label. And so it just is a little bit of a confusing mic. But if you use it right, you know, it's a decent mic. It's not a bad mic, but, I think there are better ones.
Yes. And then so let's talk about the difference between the coaxial and USB. I just prefer USB. It's just simpler for me, but with coaxial, do you need unless you have some kind of connection that connects as the coaxial, because most laptops and things like that don't have that connection, but do you need a soundboard? For that?
You need some sort of interface. It can be as simple as like the PodTrack 4 it's a Zoom PodTrack 4. Here, let me see. Your listeners may be able to see it. Hopefully I don't mess up so this is a Zoom PodTrack 4 little interface. And your cables just hook into the back of it. It's simple. You can actually, that one's really cool because if you're on the go and you're podcasting on the go, you can connect your mics to it, you put batteries in it, and it's an on-the-go interface. It's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And what was that called again?
It's the PodTrack P4 made by, it's a Zoom PodTrack P4. Yeah. So that's easy, kind of the next level interface for people that are moving from a USB to the XLR, then they can just go ahead and do like the PodTrack. Nice, simple step up.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So that's an interface between the coaxial. And I think I've heard some say that the coaxial mics are a better quality than the dynamic. What do you think about that?
So the dynamic or cardioid can both be the coaxial. They can both have the XLR. So you can do more when you get into using a mic that has an interface. Different interfaces have different sounds, and I'm learning about the nuances of all of that. My business partner and my life partner is a sound geek. We in our community call him the sexy sound guy. Our clients love him, but he is a total geek. And we sat down last night and he was just waxing eloquent about the interface that we use and telling me all about it. And I'm like, wow, you are sexy when you talk this stuff. I'm not sure I completely understand all of it. But the essence is different interfaces bring out different things in your voices and bring out different things in the mics. And so when people start getting very sophisticated with their sound and they want to play with it a little more, then yes, you end up having some more variability when you're using the cabled mics. It's as simple as that. Do you have to worry about that when you're just starting? No. Fantastic mics can be plugged right into your computer and you can just get going. So don't let crazy technology stop you from podcasting, because there's lots of ways to get started inexpensively with a great mic.
Yeah. For me, it was kind of, I had a big soundboard at one point and I just wasn't getting it. You know what I mean? And so I ended up returning it, giving it back, and then selling it back. And then now I figured, instead of, you know, done is better than perfect.
Yes.
And so I just am sticking with USB mics. It's just easier for me to get that file and just start editing it right away. Mm-hmm. So it depends how much someone wants to geek out about it or whatever their aptitudes are towards all that kind of stuff. But for me, the USB mics work. I now have this is the Rode Podcaster.
Nice. Beautiful.
So what is this though? Is this a dynamic?
The Rode Podcaster. Okay. Now I'm going to have to think about that one for a second. I believe the Rode. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to say, I think it is dynamic. Let me double check on that one. Like I said, my boyfriend is the absolute expert on this. I know enough to be dangerous.
Oh, that's okay. I just, I couldn't remember. I'm pretty sure it's a dynamic. But
I'm pretty sure
from our listeners, if it's not, I think it is, but it's a USB anyways. And also one of the things that became really popular, especially, well, it's a well-known soundboard. It's the Rodecaster, I guess it's called. Mm-hmm. So it's a sort of a soundboard that you can connect your various mics into, and it goes into your laptop or your computer. Their sales shot up when Clubhouse came about. So people were wanting to program their audio a lot more. And so now, of course, social audio is coming onto all the platforms. And so I've heard now there's some less expensive options out there for people to connect into, because you can pre-program your sound and music and things like that. So the one you were talking about earlier, I think it's just a connection, right? That's you can't pre-program stuff into it. But
this, the PodTrack P4, you actually can.
Oh,
it's pretty cool. Okay. Yes. It has four buttons that you can, pre-record things in. So I did the November NAPOD POMO challenge, which is National Podcasting Production Month challenge, where you post a podcast episode every day for 30 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Quite a challenge. So it was really fun. It was a very fun way to, where you just kind of have to go with it, right? Let your perfectionism go. But one of the things that I did to help with that was I pre-recorded a special intro for some of the episodes I was doing, they were kind of like mini episodes, and I didn't want my normal intro on it because, you know, your normal intro is maybe close to a minute long. And when I'm doing a 5-minute episode, I don't want a minute of it to be an intro. So I pre-recorded a simple little intro. Maybe it was 20 or 30 seconds long, had it on one of my buttons here, clicked my button, recorded my episode, clicked another button for the ending music. Boom, my episode was done.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us the name of that again.
It is the PodTrack P4. It's PodTrack P4.
Good. And I'll put that in the show notes too. So thank you for telling us about that. So that's fantastic. So you don't have to go as expensive as the Rodecaster soundboard or a big soundboard or anything. That's the mistake I made in the beginning. I got too much equipment. And then I kind of slowed myself down. Done is better than perfect. And I upgraded as I got more into it and was more invested and more committed. Mm-hmm. Then I bought different mics. So I like what you said that, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to get your voice out there, to get your message out there, to help people learn or change the world.
You exactly.
can start inexpensive. So I really appreciate those tips. Is there anything else you can think of about mics that you want to chat about?
Two things. While we were talking, I looked up the Rode. It is a dynamic mic with a USB connection, your mic. So it's dynamic. So that is a terrific mic for working out of your home studio when you're not sound treated and you want a great sound to your voice and you don't want to be picking up lots of extra room noises. So beautiful. Love that mic.
I really like it also because Rode has excellent customer service. I did have a problem with my first one and I sent it to them. And they fixed it. And so Rode has excellent customer service. Sorry for cutting in there. I just wanted to add that.
Oh, that's great. We like that. That's wonderful to know. And like you said, a lot of them have really great customer service. We love Shure. We love Rode. We love Blue. They're just really good companies that are good to podcasters. And you can see with all of these companies that have specialized in mics for the music industry and the movie industry and all of this, that now that they're coming up with so many options for podcasters, it tells you they fully are committed to the podcasting industry and they believe that this industry is growing. They wouldn't be creating all this new technology and all these great new mics for us to make our lives easier if they didn't think this was a huge trend in the market.
That's a great point.
The other thing I wanted to say is, just touching on what you said about when you started, you just bought a lot of equipment. And that is actually what we like to say is the number one mistake new podcasters make is it's kind of like when I started riding a bike on the road for the first time and, you know, I had to buy the full kit, you know, spend all the money on the bodysuit and the special shoes and whatever, because you just wanted to feel like a rider, right? Like, okay, if I'm getting up there for the first time, I want to at least look like I know what I'm doing. And so I think sometimes we make that mistake of, well, I want to at least look like I know what I'm doing podcasting. The problem is that when you don't get the right mic, then you don't sound like a podcaster. So we just recommend a simple Samson Q2U USB mic that you hook into your computer. Fantastic. I use that whenever I do my Instagram lives. That's the mic I use. It's so easy. It's got great sound. It's maybe $70 on Amazon and you don't need anything fancy with it. That's it. And so for $70, somebody can get started.
Oh, that's a great recommendation. I'll put that in the show notes because that is a great solution so that it's just a no-brainer. You can get started. You don't have to worry about a mic. And Tiffany has recommended that one. So I'll put that in the show notes. Thanks for suggesting that. I really appreciate that. Was there anything else about mics we should chat about?
I think that's it. And, you know, really just have fun. The mic world is fun. They're really cool. Just go out there, get started, get a simple mic, and then set some goals for yourself to learn about mics and grow and have fun with it. And then, you know, you can get a pretty mic and fall in love with them. Like your mic, my mic, they're just so pretty. They're so
That fun. Is a beautiful mic. What was that mic again?
It's called the Blueberry by Blue.
It's so nice.
It's a unique mic and Blue's my favorite color. So I have a special fondness for this one.
And as people get into it, as someone really starts to love it, or they start to monetize and they can afford it, then upgrade your equipment.
Yeah,
you don't have to start really expensive. So that's great. That was a great chat. Thanks for chatting with me about mics. And I also wanted to let people know a little more about you. How can people connect with you?
Excellent. I would love for people to come connect with me. So there's a couple ways. You can come connect with me on Instagram. I probably have way too many Instagram accounts, Jennifer, I'm not gonna lie. But Podcaster Mindset is the Instagram for our Podcaster Mindset podcast, which is really fun. We give a lot of tips and tricks and talk to experts about podcasting. And we just have a lot of fun over there with that one. Or just me, I'm Tiffany Kane, TiphanyKane. So I'm most active on Instagram, and you can find me on Facebook. I'm Tiffany Kane as well. And then our company is Casa Media Productions, and we love to help new podcasters. So you can email me at hellopro@casamediapro.com.
And I think our memberships are really different.
Very different.
They really complement each other. I think our memberships go hand in hand really, really well.
Yeah.
And help the podcaster. That's the whole point. You and I love lifting women's voices everywhere. So thank you so much for being with me today, Tiffany. I really appreciate you being here and chatting about mics.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to today's interview. You can find all the links we mentioned today in the show notes at womeninpodcasting.show. We'd love your follows, subscribes, and positive reviews. They help us to elevate women's voices everywhere. I invite you to join our community in the Women in Podcasting Facebook group and VIP club at womeninpodcasting.club.